Bear down, Adam Ho.
Adam Ho, can you name that tune?
Bear down, Adam Ho.
Yes. Bing, bing, bing. We have, all right, hold on. We'll get your prizes.
Nice.
We're all excited about Sunday. What are the
keys,
Adam?
You don't want to talk about Jay Cutler?
Bill hates Jay Cutler.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Jay Cutler and Kevin Hart are in a car driving around. Airbag do you not want to go off?
This is what I imagine hell to be like. Would be that.
They'll be your Uber driver.
It would be a coast-to-coast ride, a car ride with those two guys. That would be the worst thing in the world. What's the key to winning on Sunday, do you think, Adam?
Keep Jay Cutler as far away from Soldier Field as possible.
Right.
No. Look, I hate to simplify it, but I think as long as the Bears' defense comes to play, there's really no way they lose.
That's the key.
Best defense around, would you say?
Absolutely. And they're just so opportunistic, and they play so well together. They swarm to the football. They always seem to be on the same page. If you look at the Eagles, this Nick Foles magic, it just doesn't seem to wear off for some reason. It's hard to explain. And mm-hmm. I think that that's obviously a factor on Sunday. But the thing is, a lot of that magic is a lot of deep passes downfield that he just sort of magically completes. And that's the Bears have not given that up this year. And as long as their pass rush and Khalil Mack is getting to the quarterback, then I just don't think that the Eagles are going to really get too many explosive plays on Sunday. And I guess what I'm saying is the Bears can get away with winning on Sunday even if Mitch Trubisky doesn't play outstanding.
Because the defense is so strong.
Right. Now, going forward, in the next couple rounds, I don't know that you can get away with that on the road at L.A. and certainly not on the road in New Orleans if they were to play the NFC Championship game there. But I think this week at home, with as good as the Bears' defense has been, especially at Soldier Field, as long as that side of the ball comes to play, the Bears are going to be tough to beat.
Did you see this coming, playoff action?
I actually did, however, with an asterisk, because I said they'd go 10-6 and get in as a wild card. I still thought the Vikings would be a lot better this year. And so for them to win 12 games and win the division with 2 weeks left in the season, I didn't see that coming. And I didn't think that they'd be a true Super Bowl contender, which I believe they are right now.
The only blemish would be that in their last 10 games, they went 9-1. They lost that game to the Giants, but it was with their backup quarterback in. So you almost have to take that off the record, don't you? Almost?
Yeah, a little bit. The only thing is that the defense didn't play as well in that game.
Yeah.
Now, they were also coming off 3 games in 12 days against their division.
Right.
That Nagy, I thought, really pushed a lot of good buttons there to get them to hone in on those 3 weeks. But the downside of that is sometimes then there's a letdown that follows. And they had a little bit of a mini bye. There's a lot of factors that went into that loss in New York. And what also shouldn't be ignored from that game is even though they lost, they erased a 10-point deficit in the mm-hmm. final couple minutes and forced overtime. So that I still think they showed a lot of heart in that game. And then to come back and win 4 straight games since then and win that game. I was really impressed with that win in Minnesota last week. That was a tough environment. The Vikings had everything on the line, and the Bears just beat them from start to finish.
60 minutes, honestly. If you looked at that whole game, there wasn't any downtime. They were just strong through the whole game.
Just the Cody Parkey missed extra
point. What is up with that? I mean, why is he?
It's a skill, though, Adam. You got to admit, to be able to hit the upright that often is a skill, but not a skill you want to have.
I think they should change the rule that you get 4 points if you hit the
because that is more difficult.
It's way more difficult.
I mean, do they need to put a goalpost within the goalpost?
Yes.
Yeah,
because that would
yes.
Help.
That's a good idea. I don't know if they can get away with that. Look, it is. This is the Bears' biggest concern going into the playoffs. Now, the good thing is he's been better at home since that disastrous game against the Lions earlier this season.
You don't want better. You want a guy who can do his job. I hate to say that.
No, I'm with you. And what's bothering me is that in the NFL kickers, like, this is your
bread and butter, baby.
This is what you do. This is what you get paid a ton of money to do. Anything inside 40 yards should be automatic in the NFL to me. When you're one of 32 kickers in the world that does this for a living, and so for him to be missing some of these easier kicks, that's what's hard to stomach right now. And I think it's a big concern for the Bears going into the playoffs, because whether it's this week, next week, or down the road, there's going to be a big kick in a tight ball game. And he's either going to make it or he's going to miss it. And it's the difference between him being a hero in Chicago forever or them going after Robbie Gould and bringing him back in the offense.
But Adam, do you think a guy, especially a kicker in the NFL, could get a little bit snake bitten, whereas in a season where he's had that many episodes, that's playing around in your head a little bit as you're going for that kick? That's got to be a reality, right?
Well, almost every kicker I've ever talked to has compared it to golf.
Yeah.
And the Bears special teams coach, Chris Tabor, yesterday compared his job to being a caddy as they, you know, went down to Soldier Field again yesterday morning to practice. You know, he's standing there just trying to give him some advice, and you're trying to help as much as you can. But ultimately, if something's in your head with your golf swing,
yes,
you're going to hit a bad shot.
Should the Bears get Nick Faldo then to kick for them, do you think, on Sunday?
I'd maybe go younger.
Younger than him? All right.
Bubba Watson.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. I went to a preseason game last year, saw Mitch Trubisky play for the first time. It was really weird to hear on the PA, play completed, pass completed.
People
I hadn't
were
heard.
Looking through their
I know.
Thesauruses. What could that mean?
He is a great quarterback. I love that he's able to run successfully if he doesn't see someone to pass to. His precision is pretty good. When's the last time we had a quarterback this good?
It's been a while, and I think he still has a lot of room to improve too. That's the kind of the exciting thing is, I think he's just starting to scratch the surface, because I think people are underestimating how much was on his plate this year with this new offense. This is a complicated system that Matt Nagy brought in here from Kansas City. So you got a young quarterback that's really was not put in a good position last year and survived it, and I think it was a lot to ask for him to be outstanding this season. I don't know that he's been outstanding, but I do think he's been good. And I also like when he comes out and struggles against L.A. a few weeks ago in a game the Bears still managed to win in spite of Mitch, he admitted, and he tried to do a little bit too much coming off a two-game layoff because, remember, he was hurt. And he came back the last 3 weeks. He's completed over 75% of his passes. Granted, a lot of them has been easier. They've dialed things back a little bit, but also a lot of that is because of what defenses have been giving him. He's been patient. He's been more accurate. And yes, he can tuck the ball and be dangerous with his legs at any given moment, which, if you go back and watch the Eagles game a couple weeks ago against the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, the Texans quarterback, is very similar, and he was able to find a lot of room to run in that game when plays broke down. So I think Mitch is going to have some success on the ground as well on Sunday.
Are his wide receivers going to be healthy?
Yes, it looks like now they'll probably be a little sore still. Allen Robinson dealing with a rib injury, Taylor Gabriel dealing with a rib and shoulder, and then Anthony Miller dealing with a shoulder that he's been dealing with all season. So there's going to be some soreness, but they're all good to go. They practice in full the last 2 days. They're all going to play. I think, quite frankly, all three of them could have kept playing last week if that game had really mattered more. And so they should be good, and Mitch should have his full group of wide receivers.
Matt Nagy, visor or no visor, and if he's just going to stick with the visor. I know there were two games he wore the stocking cap, and they did win.
Mm.
Bill has a great idea with a retractable dome for the visor in
case
it's
cold. Weather.
Hey, yeah. We don't do retractable stadiums in Chicago. You know, it's just not what we do. You know, and what's funny about that is I went back and watched. Remember, Matt Nagy was criticized really heavily after the Chiefs blew that game. Last year in the playoffs, they blew a 21-3 lead against the Titans, and that allowed the Bears to hire him the next day. Nagy took a lot of heat. If you would like to read about that, I think it's a lot, you know, it's pretty much all false, and he shouldn't have. You can read it at WGNradio.com/Bears. But I found the real problem in that game.
What is it?
He was wearing a stocking hat.
Oh, yeah.
He was not wearing the visor. So as long as he goes visor Sunday, the Bears should be good.
What about a beret or a sombrero? Would you go with either one of those, Adam?
It'd be a bold choice.
Yep.
Maybe save it for the Super Bowl.
Oh, good call. Good call. Yeah. You have a full report on the game tonight at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we're going 7 to 10 tonight. My podcast partner, Adam Johns from the Chicago Sun-Times. Mark Carmen will be there, too. We're going to line up some guests. I think Jared Payton's going to join us at some point. So 3 hours of Bears playoff preview coverage tonight on WGN
Excellent.
Radio.
Now is the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Go Bears.
We're looking forward to it, Adam. Thanks
All right, guys,
so much.
Enjoy the game.
Thank
it's
you.
Adam Hogue. He's our Bears insider, Wendy. He knows stuff even the Bears don't know. I don't know how he does it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.